caliper, feeler, gauge, and micrometer. Caliper. A caliper is a precision measuring instrument that has the good flexibility to measure various dimensions such as thickness, outside diameter, inside diameter, length, width, and depth of an object in a single tool. It's a very complete tool to support your multiple dimension measurement. A caliper is made of steel. However, sometimes carbon material, plastic, can be used. In some situations, when the steel can cause scratches, the plastic one is appropriate to use. The typical resolution of calipers range from 0.1 to 0.02 millimeters. However, the most used one is 0.02 millimeters. The most common measuring range is from 0 to 15 millimeters, but it can extend depending on the requirements on the job site. When it comes to measuring the diameter of cylindrical objects, the caliper is the right choice to use. Whether the inside or the outside diameter, with a single instrument, the task can be finished easily, accurately. 1. Internal jaws. The jaws to measure the internal dimension, such as internal diameter. 2. External jaws. The measuring face to secure the object in order to measure its external dimensions, such as length, thickness, outside diameter, and width. 3. Locking screw. When needed, you can spin the screw to tighten the object you are measuring. Its function is to prevent the object from moving. 4. Upper vernier scale. The part of the vernier scale in which the inch graduation takes place. 5. Lower vernier scale. Similarly, it's the part of the vernier scale where the metric graduation located if you are going to measure with the metric unit. 6. Main scale. This is the major scale. The graduation is adjusted in two positions where the upper side is for inch and the lower side is for millimeter. Feeler gauge. Feeler gauges are thin strips of metal or plastic that are inserted into gaps and used to measure the gap width. Also known as thickness gauges, these tools have straight sides or sides that taper inward toward the end of the piece. These gauges are marked with the thickness graduations and often the standard and metric equivalent, so the thickness can be read without needing another gauge to measure it. They are commonly used by engineers and machinists for heavy and light production, woodworking, and automotive applications. The number of blades or leaves. Different feeler gauge sets will feature different numbers of blades. On the low side, 10 or less, with 13, 15, 25, 26, 31 being more common blade counts, all the way up to over 100. Blade material. As mentioned, carbon steel blades are commonly used, but other materials such as brass, stainless steel, and even plastic blades are available. Blade length. Standard blade lengths are typically around 3 to 5 inches, but long blades might be 12 inches and shorter blades around 3 quarters to 1 inch. Micrometer. A micrometer is used as a piece of measuring instrument for making precise linear measurements. It is very useful to determine some tiny dimensions, such as thickness, diameter, and lengths of solid bodies. There are many different examples of micrometers that are used in specific industries. Outside micrometers. Measure various lengths, widths, thicknesses, and diameters. Inside micrometers. Measure hole diameters, slot widths. Depth micrometers. Measure depth of holes, step locations. Thread micrometers. Measure various thread characteristics. crankshaft micrometers, specific measuring range for measuring crankshafts. Before using your micrometer, ensure that the measuring tool and surface to be measured are free of dirt, debris, chips, etc. Everything should be clean.